from Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie.
We finally get somebody in the White House that I can agree with, and you think she's wrong.
She certainly is. President Ford tells us all to bite the bullet, and Betsy Ford goes on TV and shoots off her mouth.
Arch, her name is Betty, and she only said that she wouldn't be surprised if her daughter had an affair. She's a big girl.
Listen, if she has an affair, she'd be a lot bigger girl.
Archie raises his brow at Mike.
Let me tell you something else. The First Lady ain't supposed to go around making dumb remarks in public. That's the president's job.
What are you saying, Arch? That just because she's the president's wife, she shouldn't be entitled to her own opinions?
How do you know they're her own opinions? Maybe they ain't her own opinions. I'm reading in the paper where the CIA is going around doping people up. Half the government of Washington is all doped up. Maybe somebody injected some of that LTD in a lady's cottage. Could have turned her into a sex nut. Which is what I call anybody that is for premarital sex.
Premarital.
Whatever. Couples ain't supposed to do that before they get married.
Oh, but it's all right for couples to have premarital sex after they're married.
Certainly, that's the only time for it, and at night.
Mike goes to the table and packs books into cardboard boxes.
I want to tell you something else. No daughter of Archie Bunker would ever get caught fooling around before she got married.
Mike slowly turns to Archie and grins.
Get away from me, you dirty girl.
Edith emerges from the basement.
Oh,
thanks, Ma.
Oh, look at this. Hey, now you got a matched set of Polak luggage.
I can't wait to get out of this place. When I move out of here tomorrow, I'm going to feel like a guy who just served a 5-year sentence.
Oh, gee, some tough sentence. Free room and board and sleeping with the warden's daughter.
I don't know why I bother talking with the man. A guy who just said that the CIA put LTD in Betsy Ford's cottage.
Mike goes upstairs.
Mike and Gloria, the house won't be the same.
Oh, there'll be more room up in the can.
Gloria walks in.
Hi, Gloria.
Hi there, little girl.
Ma, Daddy, boy, have I got news for you.
Oh, what kind of news?
Well, look at me. Doesn't it show?
They'll what show?
Well, I just came from the doctor's. Now look at my face. Can't you see?
Oh, geez, if you got something catching, give it to your mother. I gotta go to work in a minute.
Daddy, no! This is an incredible
surprise! Stay over there, stay over there. Tell her.
All right. I'll give you a hint. I found $1 million at the 5-and-10-cent store.
You found the baby in Woolworths.
Gloria, is what I'm thinking what I think it is?
That's right, Ma. The doctor gave me a test.
The rabbit test?
What the hell can you catch from a rabbit?
Daddy, no! I'm going to have a baby!
Gloria. Gloria!
She runs into her mother's arms.
You're gonna have a baby?
Edith runs back and forth between Archie and Gloria, hugging and kissing them both.
Will you cut this out? What are you carrying on for? She got married first, didn't she?
I can't believe it. I'm gonna be a grandmother. Oh, I gotta be alone and cry a little. Oh, no, I gotta be with Gloria and cry a lot.
Will you get out of there? Let the old man have a chance here.
Archie hugs Gloria.
Hey, my little girl.
Oh, you're gonna be a grandpa!
Edith joins in, sandwiching Gloria.
Will you stop? You're gonna squash the baby. Hey, come here. Take some of this here. Will you dry your face? Sit down. Control yourself there. You're gonna be a grandma. Here, have a cigar.
I've never been a grandma.
What need to have I? You don't hear me getting hysterical over here. Give me that.
He yanks back his cigar.
Look at this. My baby's gonna have a baby. Ain't that nice?
Edith interrupts, waving tissues.
Here, Archie.
Take that away. Do you see water running out of me?
Gloria, when do you expect the baby?
Well, I'm 2 months pregnant.
Oh, geez, so don't say that. Why? Listen, honey, bad girls get pregnant, see? Nice married girls is always expecting.
I wonder why Mike didn't tell us.
Because he doesn't know yet.
Mike don't know?
What the hell business is it of his?
He's the first one that should know, Gloria. Oh, he's upstairs packing. Why don't you go up and tell him?
You want me to run up and tell him for you, little girl?
Oh, no.
It's just that this is going to be such a big surprise for him because, well, we weren't planning to have a baby for some time. And, well, you know how Michael worries about world problems and a population explosion.
For a guy who worries about explosions, he lights the fuse every chance he gets.
Come on. What time's Gloria getting home?
I'm home, Michael.
Oh, great. I'll be right down.
Daddy, why don't you take Ma out to dinner tonight?
What for? It ain't her birthday.
Archie, Gloria wants to be alone when she tells Mike.
Why?
Please, Daddy.
I gotta leave my own house for something he done.
Please, Grandpa.
Grandpa!
There goes weeping Winnie again. All right, get your hat and coat and we'll go. Don't run, don't run, don't run. You'll fall off them shoes and wake the baby up.
I gotta get Michael's dinner.
All right, we'll go out, Edith, but nothing I tell you because it causes garlic stones.
Hey, where are you two going?
Oh, Archie's taking me out to dinner. Come on.
I didn't know it was your birthday.
No. Her birthday's in March.
October.
Whatever. We're going out to celebrate something else.
Archie grins at Mike.
Why are you smiling at me?
Well, because I like it. You're okay there, meathead.
He pats his cheek.
What's wrong?
Nothing, Mike. Gloria's in the kitchen. Come on.
Yeah, she's in the kitchen. She's got a surprise for you out there. In the oven.
Archie stops squeezing Mike's cheeks when Edith pulls him out the door.
In the oven.
Hey, Gloria?
In the kitchen.
Something's the matter with your father. You know, he was smiling at me out there, patted me on the cheek. I thought he was going to kiss me.
Michael?
Yeah?
I've got some news for you.
Yeah, good news or bad news?
Well, that's up to you. You remember that weekend we spent in Long Beach?
Gee, how could I forget? We had Leo and Miriam's bungalow all to ourselves. You bought that new string bikini.
And I forgot my pills. And you didn't feel like running out to a drugstore that late at night?
Mike's smile grows manic. Then fades away.
Gloria, are you trying to tell me that you're pregnant?
First, you tell me if that would be good news or bad news.
Are you kidding? That would be great news.
I'm pregnant.
I don't believe it.
Believe it!
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
He holds her tight.
Is there something we should be doing?
Yeah, boil water.
Boil water. Already?
Yeah, we're having spaghetti.
We're not having spaghetti. We're going out for dinner.
Oh,
we're
going to
celebrate because we're going to have a baby.
I'm so worried that you didn't want to have a baby.
Honey, why would you worry we're going to have a baby?
Well, after my miscarriage, we did promise each other that we wouldn't try again, at least till things got better in the world.
Yeah, but honey, things did get better. I'm working now, and tomorrow we're moving next door. And you know what else?
What?
We're gonna have a baby.
Why would you worry about me?
Well, you did say that there are millions of babies in the world already born that don't have a fair chance to live.
Yeah, I know I said that.
And then you said that maybe we ought to think about adopting one instead of bringing another one into an already overcrowded world.
Yeah, I know I said that.
Then you said we ought to think about what's happening to our ecology.
Yeah, I said that.
Because you said that the air is poisoned and the water is filthy and there's not enough food to go around.
Yeah, I know I said that.
Are you upset now?
Upset? No. I'm upset. I'm just, it's a natural reaction. You reminded me of a lot of unhappy things, so naturally I started to feel a little bit unhappy. But deep down inside, I'm, very happy.
Really?
Oh, really, really. The only thing that I'm slightly unhappy about is that you forgot your pills.
Are you insinuating that I deliberately forgot my
pills? No, honey, I'm not saying you deliberately forgot them. Did you?
No! Besides, you were the one that didn't want to run out to a drugstore.
You were the one that went parading around the living room in your string bikini.
Well, you were the one who put on the Montalbani record.
You were the one that danced us into the bedroom.
Well, there was a cold shower in the house, you know.
I know, I took one. It didn't help.
Because you took it with me.
Gloria, I hate to say this, but I think that, yes, I think subconsciously, deep down inside, you tricked me.
Tricked you?
You trapped me.
Trapped you?
You lured me.
Lured you?
You seduced me!
If I seduced you, how come I'm pregnant?
Because you forgot the pills! Honey, if you had to forget something, why couldn't it be the string bikini and not the pills?
Would you let me walk on the beach wearing three pills? Where are you going?
I don't know. I'm going out into the night somewhere.
Gloria leans out the door.
Michael Stivic, you come back here this instant! Michael, come back here! Michael! You forgot your coat.
I can't believe she forgot her pills. You know, Irene, I was so mad at her, I felt like running to the nearest bar and getting loaded.
Then why didn't you?
Oh, when I drink, I throw up.
Come on, Mike, sit down. Calm yourself. Here, eat something.
I can't eat when I'm feeling this way.
He takes a bite.
How could she do that? She knows accidents can happen.
Now, wait a minute, Buster. You were at the scene of that accident. You're no innocent bystander. And you know something else? I think all your gobbledygook about not having babies because the world is falling apart is just a big crock.
Sure, Irene. You're saying that because you're a devout Catholic.
No, I'm saying that because you're a devout coward. I think you're afraid of the responsibility of raising a child.
That's a low blow, Irene.
All right, if you don't want kids, then why didn't you have a vasectomy? Huh?
That's an even lower blow, Irene.
You don't want my advice. You just want me to tell you that the baby is Gloria's fault and that it's wrong to bring a child into an overcrowded world.
Yes, now you're making sense.
Look, before you blame this one poor little baby for destroying the world, I got something I want you to read.
What is it, Vatican propaganda?
What?
I don't need any more poop from the Pope.
It happens to be from the Christian Science Monitor.
She hands him a clipping.
Since when do you get the Christian Science Monitor?
Since my Baptist butcher ran out of wax paper.
Quiet, Irene. Make jokes. I came here for understanding. I thought I'd get somebody like Joyce Brothers. I got Joan Rivers. Thank you very much.
Look, at least read the article.
Yeah, I'll read it.
Mike leaves. Later, Gloria sits in Archie's chair.
Gloria, why don't you come upstairs to bed?
I can't. Michael's left me, and I'm going to have a baby.
Oh, he'll be back long before then. He probably just went to the movies.
Or get a divorce.
Who's getting a divorce?
Nobody, Archie. I'm just trying to cheer Gloria up. Mike loves you very much. He wouldn't think of doing a thing like that.
If Ann Landers got a divorce, it could happen to anybody.
Maybe Ann Landers should have wrote to Dear Abby.
Edith struggles to get up off her knees.
Oh, my. I am a grandma.
I just knew Michael would be unhappy about the baby. I knew it.
Oh, Gloria, Mike will be very happy as soon as the baby gets here.
Maybe the baby won't get here.
Well, there ain't nothing you can do to stop that.
Edith knits her brow.
Gloria, no. Oh, you wouldn't do a thing like that.
It's exactly what I've been sitting here thinking about.
Oh, my. Oh, if I'd have thought like that, I'd be sitting here now talking to myself.
Oh, Ma, don't you feel a woman has a right to do what she wants with her own body? Well...
When I'm sitting here watching them women talk about it on TV, I guess it's yes. But when I'm sitting here with my own daughter, who's carrying my own grandchild, oh, Gloria, I'm already in love with that baby.
Well, so am I. But the baby isn't here, and Michael is, and... I don't want to lose my husband.
Ah! Archie shuffles down the stairs.
Oh, jeez. You're doing a hell of a job cheering her up.
She's worried. Mike has been gone a long time.
Yeah, he left before dinner, which means he probably fainted in the streets.
So Archie, Gloria and me got something to talk about. Would you please go back to bed?
No, I hate bed when I'm up. You go and make me some coffee, huh? Go on, make coffee. Let me talk to her.
All right, but please be nice.
I'm always nice.
He scowls. Edith scurries to the kitchen.
Oh, girl. Would you get out of my chair? Oh, don't cry, because I'm never kicking you. I'd never kick you out of my chair. Come over here. I just want you to sit with me like this year, you know. I'd be done long ago, remember?
She curls up in his lap.
Gee, I guess we ain't done this since she was 6 years old. And I had to talk you into going to school. Remember that? Yeah, I had to take you by the hand and drag you to school every day for a week. You remember that? And all the kids teased you because you had to have your daddy drag you to school. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So, I finally made you go to school all by yourself. Remember?
Sure. Except there you were following me about a half a block behind, just creeping along, ducking behind bushes and bushes. Watching out for me every step of the way, making sure I was safe.
Wouldn't told you that. Your mother, huh?
She didn't have to. I couldn't miss the sound of you crashing in those garbage cans.
I didn't see them. I had to keep my eyes on you the whole time. Did I ever tell you about the first time I ever set eyes on you?
Yeah, lots of times.
Well,
will you tell me again?
Yeah, sure. The nurse took me up to that special room where they keep all the fresh babies, you know? I looked through the glass, and I pointed right at you. It wasn't easy because it was about a 12-to-1 shot. Well, no, it was an 11-to-1 shot when the kid was a colored kid.
And you picked me out, huh?
Oh, just like that. And I rapped on a glass. And you looked up at me, and you give me a big smile. You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, come on, how about give me one of them big smiles again? Huh? Come on, give me the smile. Yeah, that's it, sure. And then the years went by, and you was growing up, and I was watching you blossom out. And then one day, all of a sudden, bingo, there you was.
Wearing my very first training bra.
Oh, don't mention it.
All alone. You're my father. We can talk about things like that.
Well, yeah, I guess we can. Now, hey, you know what Stretch Cunningham says about them training bras?
What?
He calls them Little League chest protectors.
Archie and Gloria share a laugh.
I guess this is one of them, what do you call, close father-daughter moments.
She kisses him on the cheek, and he kisses her back. Mike slips in the front door.
Hi.
Ah, geez, he's back.
Where have you been, Michael Stivic?
I'm just out, walking and thinking.
I didn't know you could do them two things at the same time.
Oh, hi,
Mom. Oh, see, he's back. You didn't think he was going to miss his last night of free room and board, did you?
Arch, please. I'd like to talk to Gloria in private.
You can talk to her in private, but I got her here.
Yeah, Daddy's right, Michael. You're the one that ran off and left me. And they stayed here with me waiting and worrying about you.
Your mother worried. I didn't give a damn.
So anything you've got to say, you can say in front of all of us.
Yeah, bravo, bravo.
All right. I feel happy about the baby.
She's whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, whoop-dee-doo. I'm real happy you're happy now.
Oh, and I sure am happy.
We all hide from you.
To be a grandmother. Well, not always. First, I wanted to be a wife. Oh, then I wanted to. Then I wanted to be a grandmother.
And now, do you want to be quiet?
Edith nods.
Look, honey, I was wrong. I really do want to have the baby.
Mike pulls the article out of his pocket.
I want you to read something. It says it a lot better than I can. It's something Alistair Cook wrote.
Alistair what?
Alice the cook?
In the best of times, our days are numbered anyway. And so it would be a crime against nature for any generation to take the world crisis so solemnly that it put off enjoying those things for which we were designed in the first place, the opportunity to do good work, to fall in love, to enjoy friends, to hit a ball, and to bounce a baby. Oh, Michael.
Gloria hugs her husband. And they head upstairs.
Yeah. What the hell did it have to do with cooking?
Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Hal Cantor. Story editors Larry Rhine, Milt Josephsberg. Program consultant Mel Tolkien. Associate producer Bridget Jensen.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Hal Cantor. Produced by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Betty Garrett, Irene. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. A Viacom presentation.